博瑞环球重点股票基金，选股不从众，表现更出众。以独家生命周期选股，挖掘全球优质股票，获得李博台湾基金奖、亚洲资产管理杂志基金奖以及 Smart 致富台湾基金奖等国内外大奖肯定，是您投资全球股票的首选。博瑞投信看见不同，为您追求收益机会，快上网搜寻博瑞重点股票。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Hello, 通勤家族，欢迎来到 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。You are now listening to John, 我是 John 老师。想要让你的英语听力像火箭一样飞升吗？订阅我们的国际时事跟读 VIP, 每个月12折的高品质跟读音档，带着你透过时事加强听力。如果你追求词汇的深度和广度，那么就订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP, 每周都有主题逐字稿学习笔记，让你的单字库不再停滞。如果你什么都想要，我们还有学习大补帖，一次拥有两大方案的超强组合。立即订阅通勤学英语 VIP 会员方案，开始你的英语复利人生。Hello, hello, and welcome to 15minutes.today. You are now listening to John. And guys, on Mondays, we do shadowing activities like this. If you like, please subscribe to our channel and also check out our VIP membership program for additional contents like this. So on Mondays, I share an international news with you guys and we will read it over. First off, I usually give you guys the highlights so you can build a context around the topic for the day. And then we will read the article together. And for this segment, you can repeat the segment a couple of times before you engage in further shadowing practices with me. And this is so that you get comfortable with all the terms and phrases used in this article, because sometimes some articles may not be news or topics that you have heard of. And then after that, I will share some keyword drills with you, usually 5 keywords with you, those long, difficult to pronounce words, and we will read them together. And I'll also give you the sample sentences from the article. And this whole activity won't take you too long, but if you are able to get comfortable listening to full English like this and also read out loud together with me at the same time, shadow and do deliberate practices like this, it will only be 10 to 15 minutes of your time for each session. And if you do 2-3 sessions like this, guess what? You are going to improve your English on the go, right where you are sitting right now, probably heading to work or heading home. So let's start. Today I'm going to share an article with you about the recent happenings in K-pop. So in the K-pop industry, we all know there are lots of K-pop groups right now, and one of them being NewJeans. NewJeans is super popular in the West at this moment, together with some of the already famous G-Idle, Twice, Blackpink. So NewJeans is the new kid on the block, and they are very trendy. However, their agent and the company are in a legal dispute. So I didn't grow up with K-pop. Maybe you know a little bit more about this than I do. And if you do, you know what? Send in a comment down below using the link in our description box. And then I will share your comments with the rest of the 15 Minutes family and we all learn together. So let's check out the highlights of this article between Hype and Adore. Our first highlight: NewJeans, a rising K-pop girl group, is embroiled in a heated controversy involving their creative director, Minghee Jin, and record labels HYBE and Adore. Next highlight: the dispute revolves around accusations of copying, audits, and power struggles, with Minghee Jin emotionally refuting HYBE's claims in a press conference. Next highlight: the ongoing controversy has divided fans, impacted HYBE's shares, and shed light on the complex relationships and power dynamics within the K-pop industry. From the highlights, guys, you can hear that it's actually quite a complex situation between the girl group and the creative director, as well as the record label. So they all have different interests to meet and also different demands and also jobs to do. So this dispute seems complicated. However, it sheds light on how difficult it is for today's K-pop group to survive and get famous. Let's read the article together. NewJeans embroiled in K-pop controversy amid HYBE and ADORA dispute. NewJeans, a rising girl group in the K-pop industry, finds itself at the center of a heated controversy involving their creative director, Minhee Jin, and the record labels HYBE and ADORA. The dispute has captured the attention of the entire nation, with accusations of copying, audits, and an emotional press conference by Minhee Jin. The five-member group, known for their unique blend of old-school R&B and catchy melodies, has quickly gained a massive following since their debut in 2022. Their music has garnered critical acclaim, with their hit song Super Shy making multiple Best of the Year lists in 2023. The controversy began when HYBE, the parent company of ADORA and home to popular K-pop acts like BTS and Seventeen, announced an audit of ADORA and its executives, including Minhee Jin. HYBE accused them of plotting to go independent, taking control of the label, and leaking confidential information. Minhee Jin, who holds an 18% stake in ADORA, denied the allegations and in turn accused HYBE of launching a girl group that copied NewJeans' music and appearance. The tensions between the two parties have been building for some time, with creative differences and power struggles at the heart of the issue. The situation escalated when Minhee Jin's highly anticipated press conference, where she emotionally disputed HYBE's claims and discussed creative differences. During the two-hour live-streamed event, Minhee Jin sobbed several times and used expletive language, stating, "It's not me who betrayed HYBE, it's HYBE that betrayed me." HYBE announced their intention to file a police complaint against Minhee Jin for breach of trust and other related allegations. K-pop fans are divided on the issue, with some supporting NewJeans and others siding with Minhee Jin. The controversy has even impacted HYBE's shares, which fell nearly 15% in a week, demonstrating the significant influence of the K-pop industry on the stock market. As the dispute continues, the future remains uncertain for NewJeans and the involved parties. It is speculated that the matter may end up in court, with Minhee Jin expressing her desire to sue HYBE for damages. HYBE has requested a shareholders' meeting at ADORA to dismiss Minhee Jin, but local reports suggest that this is unlikely to happen due to opposition from Minhee Jin and her team. If the meeting cannot be held, HYBE will have to seek court permission, which could take up to 2 months. Despite the ongoing controversy, NewJeans has not directly addressed the situation and is set to release their new double single, How Sweet, in May. Fans and the general public alike are closely following the developments in this high-profile K-pop controversy, which has shed light on the complex relationships and power dynamics within the industry. Let's move on to the keyword drills. Our first keyword, accusation. Accusation. Accusation means a charge of wrongdoing. Example sentence, the dispute has captured the attention of the entire nation with accusations of copying, audits, and an emotional press conference by Minhee Jin. Next keyword, confidential. Confidential. Confidential means anything spoken, written, or given in confidence that should be kept in secret. Example sentence, HYBE accused them of plotting to go independent, taking control of the label, and leaking confidential information. Next keyword, allegation. Allegation. Allegation is an accusation, which sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not. Example sentence, Minghee Jing, who holds an 18% stake in Adore, denied the allegations and in turn accused HYBE of launching a girl group that copied NewJeans' music and appearance. Next keyword, intention. Intention. Intention is the idea that you plan or intend to carry out. Example sentence, HYBE announced their intention to file a police complaint against Minghee Jing for breach of trust and other related allegations. Last keyword of the day, speculated. Speculated. Speculated means to think about something and make a guess about it. Example sentence, it is speculated that the matter may end up in court with Minghee Jing expressing her desire to sue HYBE for damages. And guys, that's the article for today. Remember, if this is something that you're not familiar with, it's okay. Listen to this casually for 2 to 3 times before you engage in any deliberate practices. And remember, just spare 10 to 15 minutes at a time each session and not too long, or else you will feel pressured to listen to more or spend more time on practices and rush through the process. Enjoy the process. Help yourself to enjoy the process. And gradually, through repeated listens, to build an idea and a context around this in full English. So for those of you who like more articles like this, remember to check out our VIP membership program, link in the description box below. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye, you guys! Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one!